Van County Human Services, Health and Education Committee meeting to order for April 6th. Well, Fred, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dr. Chapman, good morning.
Morning, everybody. I've got one item that has two parts. We recently received $100,000 from OASIS to help support the provision MAT at the county jail. As you guys might recall, the state has mandated medication-assisted treatment for folks that are addicted to opiates. So I'm looking to get your permission to accept the funding.
Second.
Any questions?
Just a reminder, when you're making motions, if you could say your name so Amanda can tell who's making them.
Paul made the motion. Mullen seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Great. Thank you. So then, as you can see, the attached budget adjustment. This is needed to apply $65,000 of the OASIS funding to pay for the MAT medications used to treat the inmates that are opiate dependent. How this will work is the sheriff is going to send my department a monthly bill of the medications that are dispensed by their medical provider, PrimeCare. So the remaining $35,000 that's not on this budget adjustment, that's going to be used to offset our costs, our personnel costs for counseling services that we already have in this year's budget and that we're providing out at the jail. So I'm just looking to get your permission to approve the budget adjustment as written for the $65,000.
Mullen motion.
Van Kansel second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
The last month's minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll move to accept them.
Second, Hannah.
All in the favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Good morning. I my first item is to request permission to enter into renew our lease with Ira Davenport Hospital for the Child Advocacy Center. So currently our lease is $14,784 per year. They're asking for a 3-year agreement with a 3% annual increase every year for the next three. So it'd be June 1st, 2022 through May 31st, 2025. Do you want the dollar amounts?
Yes, please.
First year would be $15,228. Second year is $15,685. And year three is $16,156.
So how does that advocacy center work on the payments?
So it's funded through the Office of Children and Family Services and the Office of Victim Services.
And what is it that Arnett does that we're paying them for?
I'm sorry?
What is it that Arnett does?
We rent space. We have a office suite out there on the campus of Ira Davenport.
Okay.
So we have the mobile unit, obviously.
I was confusing it with a mobile unit.
Yeah, the mobile unit is sometimes parked right in front of the office space, but we have the mobile unit, but then we have the stationary space too that we also utilize.
Okay.
And just for the record, Kathy, myself, and Patty are all on the IRA board of directors, but we stay out of any of this stuff, just for the record.
Yeah, I'll make the motion, Mullen.
Second, Hannah.
Any other questions?
So where are we in the term? Was it a three-year term with the Winnebago from the state?
Mm-hmm.
We're well past that now, aren't we?
We're just closing our third year. Yep. And we got additional funding to continue to support it.
Oh, we did?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And we are. And we've just applied for two more grants. So,
because that was kind of the unknown at the time that they handed it out, is what's going to happen at the end of the third year.
Yep. And they're continuing to support it. And actually, we're doing pretty well financially with supporting the whole program.
Good. Good.
Any other questions?
I'm just curious about, do you feel that the mobile unit has been successful as far as the work that we're getting done with it?
Yeah, we did over 200 interviews last year, which was much more than we anticipated. And we've done almost 50 this year already. It provides a safe environment for kids to make disclosures and families to be comfortable. That it really preps the DA's office for a solid case. We're working with all the law enforcement agencies so that the interview is done once and not multiple times. Keeps the story consistent, and it really packages everything up for law enforcement as well. So it's a win-win. It's a way we can connect with families and get them connected to the services for follow-up for the victims and for the families themselves. So overall, yes, it's been, I hate to use the word success because it's a terrible thing, but it's certainly provided a safe haven for families.
Any other questions? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. The next two, I have our budget appropriations. So this is, why don't we start with the New York State Rental Supplemental Program, and that is in the teller amount of $325,926 to be appropriated. This is money coming from the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. This is for rental assistance. So this can be used up to 1 year to supplement rent for individuals who meet the income guidelines. We can pay out of this grant up to 85% of the local fair market value for rents, and we anticipate being able to serve about 55 households for up to 1 year using these funds. I'm also, as part of this resolution, requesting to enter into a contract with Arbor Development to they're the agency that provides with our other funding sources, the rent supplements, the rent security deposits, first and last month's rent. And so I'm requesting to accept and appropriate the funds and enter into the agreement with Arbor.
Motion, Mullen.
Second, Van Castle.
Any other questions?
I have a question. Of the 55 potential households, are any that would have been prior that would have used these this program?
So this is a new program that the state is kicking out for the local districts. And I think this funding will be ongoing. And this is going to just be a huge benefit because, for example, a single adult, their grant is probably, it's around $350 a month. That's everything. That includes rent, any personal hygiene items, any food, that kind of thing. So most times the rent is going direct, or their whole grant is going to pay their room and board. Mm-hmm. This is going to allow them to have additional funds and get more stable.
Okay.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The second appropriation is called PEEF, Pandemic Emergency Assistance Funds. We just got notified of this from the state, even though the start date on this is March 1st. We were just given the notification that we were getting this award. this is for domestic violence victims, and it's this money has to be in and out the door by the end of May. I don't know that we'll spend it all. It's no extensions, at least at this point, that they're telling us. This we can offer up to a 3-month rental subsidy for individuals who are victims of domestic violence. It does require that there be at least one child in the home. If the child is in foster care, then the goal of that family has to be returned to the family with that child. Income guidelines attached to this are 200% of the federal poverty level to be eligible. And this we can pay pretty much anything. We can pay for rent, security deposit, anything, any kind of housing, household needs that they might need. We can provide food. Again, just whatever this family might need.
Motion, Van Castle.
Second, Mullen.
Any other questions, Mike?
Catherine, do you know how they calculate the 187, where they come up with that number?
No. They take a pot of money and then they distribute it by percentage according to population across the state. And then New York City has its own allocation.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And so the last item is, well, I'm going to have to do this from memory. We are having, here it is. We're having our foster parent banquet May 26th. You should have all received a save the date. This year, we're going to kick it off at the Edison Legion. Franz Landing will be catering. Franz Landing is also going to provide space for childcare and meals for the kids, pizza for the kids. So we're pretty excited about that. We've budgeted $5,000 for the event. We typically don't spend that much, but I'm requesting permission to spend up to $5,000 to support the banquet, the gifts for the parents.
Motion, Mullen.
Second, cool.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. That's all I have today.
Good morning. I'm just requesting approval to put our preschool transportation out for bid. It's that time of year again.
Motion, Mullen.
Second, Van Castle.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I do have one other item that didn't make it to the agenda. Throughout the 2 years of the pandemic, we had hundreds of volunteers donate their time, as well as staff, county staff, worked outside of regular business hours to in a variety of capacity to give us a hand. We, quite honestly, we wouldn't have accomplished what we accomplished without those thousands and thousands of man hours that
joined the meeting.
That these individuals contributed. I would like to have a appreciation, recognition for those volunteers and the staff that helped us out. I have some money in the budget to cover it. What we would like to do is, I've already talked with the Campbell Legion, and once he knew what the purpose of the event was, they are very graciously donating their building and facility to us at no charge. And so there's plenty of parking there, plenty of space. So our plan as of right now, our tentative plan is to, hold it on, May 18th at the Campbell Legion. I'd like to just hopefully have some light food, for them. And of course we'll have, a certificate of appreciation for each and every one of them and a time of recognition. So, if I'm here to ask for approval, to spend up to another $1,000 to put towards this.
And
so, a motion.
Mullen, second.
Thanks. Just real quick, I can approve up to, under the administrative code, $500 for these types of things, but because the estimated cost for the food for the couple hundred volunteers will exceed the 500, that's just like Kathy's. That's why it comes to committee, just as a FYI.
What's the total cost of the event?
I don't know yet. I'm still talking with, you know, we talked about maybe having a food truck come in that each person could go, you know, get their light meal from the food truck. But I'm talking to some restaurants like Champs and some that are close by to see if it would be more cost efficient to just get, you know, because the Legion has a full kitchen, just to get big pans of something, you know, rigatoni's, something.
So if you're comfortable, not to exceed $1,500.
I think that's going to be enough.
Sure. We'll pull it off.
Well, if you need more, I mean, this is worthwhile event.
Okay. Two.
Yeah. I was just going to say,
I'll bid against myself. How about not to exceed 2000?
How about two? Cause it, you know, even, you know, so quite honestly, we've compiled a list of the volunteers and staff that helped us out over the past couple of years. It exceeds, it's just over 450 people. It took a lot of people to get us through this. I, you know, just like any event, all 450, I'm sure won't attend, but even if, you know, 300, it's gonna, you know, I mean, well, our initial thought was, well, we'll just do, you know, coffee and cake, but just didn't seem like enough, honestly. I just would like to, you know, offer something for them and just have a time of kind of, you know, getting together under better circumstances than how we've been interfacing and interacting with them. So two would be great.
Okay. We have a motion and a second, and we're going with $2,000. All in favor?
I heard three back here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in my blood. I can't help myself.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm asking to create two full-time personal care aide positions in Office for the Aging. And these positions were created in your budget for this year. So we're just looking to actually create the positions and go ahead to fill them. I see Patty's on the Zoom. So if we have any questions or if she wants to, you know, make any comments.
Well, I
motion Van Castle. Oh, sorry.
I just wanted to say, I think I explained it in my report this month, but I think this is a great step forward in helping to stabilize the home care issues that have plagued us for decades. So thank you.
And the challenge will, as always, with these new positions, we'll be recruiting, but, you know, the process formally creating, and we'll do everything we can to recruit. And they are both fully budgeted, as Nate said.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second. Cool.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jack, you want to talk?
Sure. About the ARPA fund? Yeah. And Mr. Caudill is here as well. I have sent you all the ARPA request from the Youth Bureau. Mr. Caudill has worked, as he always does, very closely with the agencies that serve, especially on the prevention and the proactive services for youth side, specifically Family Service Society, Hornell Concern for Youth, Student Council on Addictions. You have the Addison Youth Center and others. And the concept was to utilize ARPA funds to help provide them curricula specifically for you know, age-appropriate education on the dangers of drugs and violence, bullying, those sort of things. So this would be actually providing the curricula to the agencies for them to use. And so the request is $12,500. Ms. Ferratella asked, I believe that this could be restricted funds since it is directly dealing with the a lot of the mental and social and substance issues tied to the pandemic. I think we can make that connection.
Bill, would you like to add anything?
I was going to speak until spoken to. I appreciate.
Can you turn your mic on, Bill?
There we go. I do appreciate the consideration. Thank you very much. And as much as anything, I think this is addressing the socio-emotional needs. Excuse me, that kids are dealing with right now. It's just been a huge, the last 2 years has been hard on everyone. I like to think, as I wrote in there, as adults, we at least have some skills. We've developed those and are using those skills to adapt and to adjust. It's really hard for kids. Dr. Chapman is here, and his staff has seen an increase in need as well. The schools are seeing it. They're asking the agencies for more. In a lot of cases, the materials they're using are 10 years older or more, and the books are expensive. And so this would allow us to do a kind of as broad an approach as we can to put the same information, the same materials, the same approach with multiple districts. And as I wrote in there, potentially around 3,000 kids, I think. Kindergarten through high school.
Motion, Mullen.
Second, Cool.
Any questions?
I don't know, but I guess it is kind of a question / comment. The number that jumped out to me was coming from the survey, and that essentially 1 in 10 of the survey respondents had attempted suicide.
Yeah, that's why I put it in there. The agencies are saying that there's a need from the survey. Increased in attempted suicide, increase in self-harm, increase in depression. There was unfortunately, it was a case within the last month in Campbell, Savona. It's a huge need. Now the kids are identifying what they would term to be attempting suicide, but they're reporting it. And however they're interpreting that question, it's a cry for need.
I'd agree. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Any other questions? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. But the only other business we have is our goals for our committee. And I think, James, you were going to talk about your proposals. Do you want me to read them off, or have you identified more than or less?
Well, I being my first time through it, I recognize that my goals, ideas were a bit vague and without, I'm pulling them up here too, just to remind myself, and kind of without goals, but just as I think the committee may have seen, in my short time on the committee, I've had a chance to talk with a couple of agency heads, and I think my assumption, which I think is founded, is that the agencies under the purview of this committee are expecting, there's a high probability of increased demand over the coming months, years, and advocacy and awareness of the services of those agencies needs to be reinforced. I'm trying to think of a better word for it, but it would really be around the established programs that have been funded, that are working, that have seen success. I'd like to figure out a way that we can support those awareness efforts, whether they're funding or a bigger megaphone, a better megaphone, whatever it might be. But I do want to call more attention to some of these programs that seem to be getting lost in the noise. And so that is essentially one of those goals. I'm not sure how we can put some, indicators and measures on it, but that's where I would like to start in terms of this discussion for this committee. One of the examples that did pop out, and I put it in here, was around benefits access. It's good that Patty's on, but it really seemed like what she had found is that there were there's a very good opportunity, and even the state has identified people within our county that haven't applied for this program that are eligible, would likely see financial benefits right away. And so that just seemed like a pretty obvious opportunity for not only the agency, but for us to help her kind of get that word out. And so I'd like to explore ideas around what we could do to help.
Okay. And Aaron, you have your proposal.
Sure. Yeah. I was thinking that we should work with social services and looking at the processes and procedures to ensure that we have safeguards in place to objectively analyze abuse claims and try to avoid overreach against parents when we have suspected child abuse claims. I know that's a difficult thing to sort through, but I just was wondering about looking at what those processes might be. So,
did you say overreach by parents?
Basically against parents when there's abuse claims, just like they're in the middle of, you know, very emotional and, you know, dangerous situations for people. And, you know, what are the processes we have to evaluate, and, you know, what are the procedures we go through to make sure we're helping kids, but also not going too far against a parent before we know whether they're guilty of something.
Okay. The other thing that I had proposed is to coordinate with Gary Smith at the Veterans Services and sort of work with him to make sure we get the programs of the veterans out to the community. And his proposal is to set satellite areas where he can meet with the veterans. And we can do that through publicity, working with Mary, and see if we can make sure that that happens, because I think it's an important program. So are there any other, is there any other discussion?
What was it that you, with Veterans Services, about what was the last part of what you just said?
To do an outreach with the communities. For example, he might go to the Legions in Corning and Hornell instead of having the veterans come to Bath every time, because some have transportation issues. And I think we can promote that through our public relations program.
Is the sheriff doing something in a jail for veterans, special program?
No, I don't believe so. We have there's an established veterans. Is the veterans court still active there? Oh, okay. There was, I know in some counties they have veterans specific court. I don't know if they're parts or it's almost like drug court. Yeah. But that's the only thing that I've ever heard of that are specifically unique to veterans.
I think he's working on something.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not aware.
Okay, so we have basically three proposals. Did you want to add any more of your three, or?
I think three is probably a good start, but.
All right, so we have the James's proposal of working with supporting Office of the Aging, I'm assuming, or all of our committees.
I would offer up all the committees, but if that's too general, if you'd like to limit it to Office of the Aging as a start, then I'm okay with that.
I think that would be good. The second one is Aaron's proposal regarding social services processes, and my proposal regarding director of the Veterans Services Outreach Program. So I'd like to pick two, because I want to make sure we can manage two of them. Are there any comments on which ones you would like to do?
How are we measuring these?
Pardon me?
Are we going to measure the results of these programs?
That's what we'll have to work on.
Well, I'll certainly support the veterans. I think that's a very good idea.
Carol, this is Hilda.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to say, I think that Aaron has a personal issue with this, and I think that should not be considered as part of the goals for the committee.
Okay, thank you. And I also think under that proposal, the state gives them the guidelines. So I'm not sure that Kathy has the flexibility to do a lot with that. Okay.
Can I ask a question on that?
Sure.
Well, I have two comments. First, three goals does not seem like it's too much to me. So this seems like sort of an arbitrary number. Second, we should always be evaluating whether we are handling things procedurally properly. And it's fine if you guys don't want to do that, but I think that those are cop-outs.
Yeah, I don't see an issue with three goals.
If you want to do three, we can do three. I just like to make sure we can manage all of them.
Carol, this is Hilda again.
Okay, with three.
Go ahead, Hilda.
So are we going to, if we start doing this with, say, social services, we could end up doing this with every department, and I think that's wrong.
Well, I'm gonna go back to my request for two, because I want to make sure we can manage two, and that's what we've done in the past is two. So I would like to propose that we go with James's proposal of efficiency and advocacy where awareness, and my proposal of the Director of Veteran Services Program.
Okay. I'm okay with that. I support that.
Any other questions?
Can I make a comment?
Scott, sure.
So the Veteran Services one should be a slam dunk. He's already said that's how he was going to increase his interactions with veterans, is by going out to the public. So I'm not sure what this committee would do as far as the goal of facilitating that when that was his mission.
Well, and I think that's true with other goals from other committees, you know, like hiring a deputy. That's a slam dunk, but that was one of the goals last year. So I'm not sure that I think we can make sure.
Hiring a deputy was not a slam dunk.
Well, I consider it.
Number two, I think James's goal is perfect, since I had two elderly parents who did not know of all the services that were available or offered by Office of the Aging. That being said, people from that generation are also of the opinion that someone else could benefit better from them, from that program, than they could. So some of it is a little difficult to get people from that generation to accept help, because they think others need it more than they do. So I think that James's goal is a good one. Aaron's, I don't care whether there's a personal issue or not. I'm just concerned that those are policies that are set by the state that the department has to follow. We don't as a committee set policies. Should we audit them to make sure? That's a fair request.
Allison Levine, join the meeting.
But I would say two goals is weak, given that the veterans one, he was already planning on doing that.
And that was a discussion I had with him before he announced that. So I was just trying to support his actions. All right.
Well, I'm happy to support the first two goals. And so I'm not going to say that we shouldn't do those two goals. I mean, I guess we should be able to, I think, accomplish them in fairly short order. And then maybe we can revisit what else we can do.
So what are you proposing?
Well, I had a proposal, and I didn't hear anybody on the committee other than you had an issue with the proposal, but I'm happy not to block, you know, the other things going in place. So if you want to work on those two goals, then I'll just raise it later. And, you know, I'm not trying to make this, a personal issue. I have a lot of respect for the work that the director is doing, and you know, I will talk with her as well. I just have concern about, you know, things that have happened as well. So I don't think that we should not be, you know, looking at these things, but I'm not going to not vote for the other two goals and get in the way of them. But I'm just going to throw that out there.
If I could, what I just a suggestion, and whether you make it a goal, obviously, is completely up to you. But I think it'd be helpful for a presentation, either at a chairman's meeting or something from like you had from probation, from the director about state policies, processes, how we handle those as a baseline to start that process. You know, might not be aware of exactly what the state dictates are, how hotlines work, who are mandated reporters, those sort of things. So maybe we start there.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so I believe the proposal is one that we are all in agreement on, correct?
Sounds okay. It.
And there's question on my proposal. So do you want to try another proposal that James has talked about?
If we want, I can. I don't know if you have the list in front of you, but I had two other ideas. One that might be a better fit for what we're trying to accomplish, I think, would be kind of to identify and prioritize those critical staffing bottlenecks that exist in the agencies that we oversee. And I think that just kind of also goes along in hand with the program demand, so that kind of identifying where we are not meeting our own expectations around service delivery due to resources, right? Human resources. And so that's really just around putting it all together, I would think, combining it in kind of a living document to kind of understand where we don't meet the need. And that's because we don't have the people to meet that need. And that's really just kind of understanding more around it. Maybe that's more on me trying to get up to speed on where things are. But I do know that we lost people during the pandemic. We should expect more to be asked of our people that still are there. And I think we have an opportunity to find the biggest bang for the buck and try to fill those holes as quickly as we can. So that's really what that goal is about.
Okay.
And it's really just in support of what is already the mission that exists today in the face of a new demand, increased demand. Again, no measures that I have suggested, so I'm not sure how that would, again, be
well, I think that's
expressed.
That's a good goal. I mean, I don't have any objections. We just need to put some measures and words around it. So mm-hmm. I'll be glad to withdraw mine if everyone feels it's a slam dunk. I don't have an issue with that. I do hope that it's a successful program.
That's what I would say. I think, you know, it might be an easy goal, but, you know, sometimes we set goals and then they're not followed through on. So that's what, you know, that's where I understand where you're coming from, is making sure that this goal gets followed through on, because we could talk all day about doing stuff, but at the end of the day, if we never follow through to make sure it was done, then it was just all words. So, you know, I do think that's a good goal. And although it may be a slam dunk, I think we should make sure that it's followed through done. So.
Any other comments? Okay, we seem to be getting hung up here. So let's do this. Let's raise your hands on James's proposal of improving and supporting the established programs. Everyone in favor of that? Okay. Now, I think we agreed that we would do the chairman's meeting with your goal, correct? Are you?
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Thank you. And identify and prioritize critical staffing bottlenecks. Are we okay with doing that one as well as another goal?
Yeah.
Okay. And do we feel we need three?
I'm fine with the veteran services goal as well. I don't see.
I think we could add it to it. It's just a,
we should be able to do three goals.
Make sure we check it off.
Okay. All right. So those are the three goals we're picking: improving efficiency and advocacy awareness efforts for the established programs, and identify and prioritize critical staffing bottlenecks, and coordinate with Gary Smith, Director of Veteran Services, to expand and measure outreach approach. Okay, any other questions or comments?
Yeah, so I would make a comment on the critical staffing one. That's what our administration is here for, the county manager and personnel director, that when department heads have needs, that's where they go. So I'm not sure a committee getting involved in that until it's been fleshed out by the county manager's office, I'm not sure what that serves.
Could I interject on that? Scott, I've been frustrated sometimes, for example, on, you know, public safety and corrections is a good example.
We've all been frustrated.
Yes. But I, you know, for years, I felt like the positions were coming in on the budget process before we at the committee level understood the processes and had a chance to wrap our mind around it. And then it was like, well, they're there and we should budget for them. And so I think that it's a good idea to also be able to understand at the committee, you know, the operating committee level, what, you know, what the ask might be, and have the discussion at both committees.
I just don't want to get in front of what the purpose of the county manager's office and Nate's office is.
I don't see it as that. Be more around what has already been established, I would think.
And what I think we could do is we could work with departments about, and to Mr. Van Etten's point, again, we have fantastic department heads. It's just the, I guess my concern would be, you know, we could get outside, if it happens mid-year, if it happens in conjunction with the budget process, I think it makes a lot of sense for committees to discuss. If it happens mid-year, you know, that is kind of a whole different thing. I think we need to kind of review, especially specifically if you're looking at gaps in services. What I think I think as a starting point to Mr. Kuhl's concept is we could, you know, provide the staffing roster. We could provide where the vacancies are, how we are doing in recruiting for those vacancies. And then we can work with the departments to see, you know, what other critical needs are. So I think we can accomplish the goal in the same way. It's just, you know, working with departments to bring you the information.
Yeah, we could work as a supplement to the budget process where, you know, the budget committee is working through, like, what are the highest priorities? And at the committee level, we could say, hey, we think with the departments we're dealing with, that these are some of the higher priorities. I think that's a good idea on working them together.
Okay. Any other questions?
John had a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I think everything that's being brought up is a great situation, but you have budget restraints sitting out there, and I'm sure every department sitting out there would like more personnel to handle what they're doing, but we don't have the dollars to do that. So just my point.
I'm glad you're on the budget committee, John.
Well, but I think it's correct. And you even said it seems to only happen around budget time, but that's when we build the plan for hiring more people if we need them. My fear is when department heads circumvent management and go directly to committee chairs, like has happened in other committees, other departments, that's when these guys start losing control.
Well, those are our policy issues, though, on where, you know, what our
join the meeting,
where our priorities are going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think we should circumvent the process. I think it should still be, you know, running through Jack. I think that was a good idea.
Yeah. And, you know, we have reports on, and it's probably something I think, as I mentioned, where to start is, you know, we have, and it's probably a good time just because of the hiring situation that everyone is facing. We have more vacancies that we can't fill budgeted than we have in a lot of years, where before, if we had vacancies, generally we could fill them. So I think, you know, to kind of James' point about how that impacts services, I think we can start by providing you with a list of here are your budgeted positions. Here are the ones we're actively recruiting for to fill service needs. And here are the ones that we're having trouble. And, you know, working with Nate and the departments here are how we're trying to get creative to fill those positions.
Yeah, this isn't to necessarily create net new positions. This is to say we've had an opening that's been budgeted for a year and we're not getting any applicants. We're not getting anything. And because of that, it's impacting us in thus form.
Yeah,
right? And it's really just to say, where are those points that are causing stress for the department heads and the agencies, and trying to identify those and see how we can
and we can talk about in some cases, like in Hank's department. You know, we've been successful to contract for services where we haven't been able to hire in some cases. So if, you know, a little more information on that or something. But I think we can provide you with data to start and go from there.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Kelly.
I like James's goal because I do think that many people are not aware of some of the services that are available. I was approached by someone and I contacted Patty, and Patty was then able to help this person get assistance that's available to them. So if we start focusing on getting the word out for some of those services, then it may be important to keep that bottleneck thing in mind, because if we have more people coming in for additional services, what happens when we don't have the staff members in order to meet those needs? So I do think that the two items would work hand in hand. And it's not necessarily to create new positions, but it could create, we could be looking at efficiencies or other things, or how can we combine job duties or other things in order to promote the services and to provide them in a more effective and efficient manner. And that is a very important thing for us to do. It's important for us to review policy. It's important for us to understand the processes.
Any other comments? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Well, did we have closure on that issue? Or?
Close it.
Yeah, I don't think you need a formal vote if you don't want, if you're all okay with those. I don't think you need a formal vote.
Well, I read off the three that I thought we picked: improving efficiency and advocacy, and awareness efforts with the established programs that we have, identifying, prioritize critical staffing bottlenecks, and coordinate with Gary Smith, Director of Veteran Services, to expand and measure the outreach program that he's proposed.
And a commitment for a chairman's meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good. I'll move to adjourn.
Second, Van Castle.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.